difference a week makes.
What?
Am I right?
A difference a week makes. Can't think of how many hours there are in a week, so I can't sing the next.
Something. Long hours. Yeah, what a difference, mate.
Yeah.
This time last week, when we were recording an episode, I was not happy.
You were not. I was not really been happy most of the week, to be honest.
But on reflection, I'm feeling a lot better about it.
Good.
I mean, now, after I've done, if you've not checked the Hit the Wall Instagram page, I've done my longest run on Monday, which was just under 30k. And it wasn't all running. It was mostly running. I think I ran like 22k probably, and then walked the rest. But
that's okay though, because I don't think legitimately you're going to be able to run a whole marathon without at least a period of walking. No.
Well, yeah, I don't think I will, because even like watching lots of YouTube videos over the past couple of days, even the people who have their own dedicated YouTube channels for running, the proper running people, they struggle as well. But I'm feeling good. Feeling sore.
I'm feeling good.
God, this is a song.
Very sing-songy episode.
A song title lover's dream, this episode. So yeah, big run on Monday. Ran all the way from Bathgate to South Queen's Ferry. The plan was to run across the bridge, across the road bridge, and then back again. But I got a bit fucked halfway across the bridge, because it's the halfway point. It's all uphill to the halfway point, and then it's downhill for the rest of it. But I just couldn't be bothered
running. People don't realise how steep the Forth Road Bridge is. It's very steep.
It's very deceiving.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I forgot to tell you this, actually. I went to... Remember we put our love lock on the road bridge? They're still there.
Did you find it?
No, because there was people working at that... Like, of all the bridge that these two people could have been standing at, they were at the love lock bit. Oh. And they were doing some work in that area, so I didn't want to disturb them. So I couldn't find their love lock. It's a bit of a known story, really. But I seen them. It's still there somewhere, in amongst the thousands of others. Love locks are little padlocks that they done for the road bridge a few years ago. We got one done for our wedding.
Yes. It was blue, I think. Was it? I remember it being blue.
Was it not gold?
No, I think it was blue. I don't know.
I'm not sure on that one. But yeah, tried to find it, but couldn't get the chance to.
Another, like, depressing bridge chat. Don't worry, not that depressing.
Okay.
We were at work the other night after we had gone down to the water to have some chips for someone who was leaving work. And we went down and we were standing looking at the bridges right on the water's edge. Lovely. Yep. And I couldn't stop thinking, I did say that and I got slagged for it, but you know how recently there was like that bridge collapse in America?
Yes.
I was just like, imagine. Like there must have been someone somewhere standing looking at that bridge at that moment in time and the whole thing just collapsed.
Collapsing, yeah.
And I was like, imagine that bridge just went down, like the scale of it, yeah. When you're like literally right there looking at it. And they were like, oh, for God's sake, Amy. I was like, I know, but like, I just mean...
Yeah.
The perspective, like, what would you do?
I know. It's mad. But looking at those two bridges, though, the one at, was it Baltimore?
Yeah, I mean, it looked like it was made of stickle bricks.
Yeah, and it didn't have any, like, sort of island bits where the legs...
Yeah, like reinforcement towers and stuff.
Yeah, there was no island built around that, so if a boat was to hit it, I don't think it would...
Yeah.
Directly hit the bridge.
Like it was built of connects. That's the stuff I was trying to get at. That like bendy stuff that you used to play with.
Yeah, but even like when I started running on it, my only thought was that I'm not fear of heights, but I don't like heights. Like it's not like a fear as such, but I feel a bit uncomfortable when I'm like running on a big tall bridge.
Yeah.
But all I could think of was, what if this bridge collapses while I'm on this? I mean, what's the chances of that happening, for starters? But then what if it just, what if it just falls?
I don't really think like that. It doesn't bother me, but
even taking the picture, I took a picture of the rail bridge behind me as well. I was shitting myself. Like just things like, oh, I could just trip and my phone could go over the bridge.
Yeah, stuff like that is quite. I'm the same. I don't like. I could stand on the top of a building quite happily, but don't ask me to look over the edge of it. If you know what I mean. I'm not scared of being up there, but the you feel your stomach dropping as if you were actually falling off.
Falling.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that was a longer trans. It's not been obviously the perfect prep for the marathon, which is now just over a week away.
Scary.
Bad.
Scary times.
Yeah. Got my. I went on the marathon website today and got all my details, so I know what pen I'm in. I'm in the blue pen.
Good, you like blue?
I like blue. It's my favourite colour. I know what my number is. Can't remember what can't remember off the top of my head, but I'm 12,609 or something. That's my number, something like that. Doesn't really matter. But hopefully I'll get that through in the next couple of days. And then it's all go. I'm absolutely buzzing.
Good, I'm glad. Finally you're buzzing.
I'm so looking forward to it. I just want it to be done though. I'm looking forward to it being finished.
Yeah.
So that is.
Your mum was asking if you wanted to go for dinner after it.
No.
I said, no, he won't go. I says, my friend said that her husband, so they went out for dinner after the marathon and he actually fell asleep on the table in a posh restaurant.
My plan is to finish, get my finishing pack, get my t-shirt on, get my medal around my neck. Then there's like a burger shack place.
Get the biggest, most calorific,
the greasiest
burger you can find.
Biggest burger, and a couple of pints from the bar as well. By the way, shout out to 30 Knots in South Queens Ferry because after my run, I decided to walk to the pub where you very kindly picked me up.
I did.
And I sat in because it was quite warm. It was a lovely day, and I had two. I ordered two pints. Of Tennent's.
And you got judged for it.
Which the waitress was very judgmental. She brought them, and I was sitting by myself, and she's like, both for you, I was like, yes. I just sort of went, as like a gesture, just to say, look what I'm wearing, look how knackered I am, I need those 2 pints. And at that, I've never drank a pint as fast as that first pint. But it was the tank lager, so it was so cold, I actually got a bit of brain freeze. But it was worth it. So good.
Probably not recommended marathon nutrition, mind you.
Yeah, but it's not been the most conventional marathon training, has it?
No.
It's not exactly meant to plan. So true. I thought I deserved it. So this is now my tapering period, where I've got to rest more than I've got to run, but I've still got to try and obviously put in a few decent runs before the marathon, so I'll do a couple of 5Ks, maybe a 10K at the end of the week, and then after that the 10K will be my last sort of longish run, and then after that it'll just be 5Ks, maybe a couple of miles, rest as much as I can, and then big day. So this is the third last episode of Hit the Wall.
I'm so upset.
We're going to do one next week, which will be the marathon preview, and then we'll do a debrief after it where I'm probably going to get drunk on it. You can join me.
Fair enough.
We'll both get drunk.
Sounds good.
Let's do it. How are you, Amy?
Fine, thank you.
All right.
Nothing to report, really.
Good. We were talking about, well, there's a guy at my work, Paul. Hi, Paul, if you're listening. Who's he's going to get a bar in his garden.
It's a bit late to the party. That was a lockdown craze.
Yeah, that was a lockdown craze. Yeah, we didn't get one though.
No.
Sadly. But we've been trying to figure out what names we could give to the pub. I think he was going to call it the Daft Badger or something, because that's the name of the model of the the model of the actual pub, the actual bar that he's seen on the website.
Right,
it's called
okay.
the Daft Badger.
Alright.
But I think that's a bit of a shit name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Paul has a brother, right?
Yes.
And his brother is called Barry.
Yes.
So people of a certain age group.
Yes.
I'd say between 30 and 40 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
28 and mm-hmm. 40 maybe.
Something like that.
Well, I've heard of a famous brotherhood called the Choco Brothers.
Choco Brothers. So I've already suggested to Paul that we call it the Chuckle Hut.
Yes, I like that.
Which is a fantastic name.
It is.
For a bar. And it's also,
what did he say?
And it's also the name of this episode.
Chuckle Hut. What did he say?
He wasn't keen.
Does he not like the Chuckle Brother reference?
Probably not. I don't really know.
To me, to you.
So we're looking for suggestions. Do you have any suggestions for what you could call his bar?
Well, the name I always thought I would call a bar, if I had one, but uh-huh. it wouldn't work in Scotland. It would have to be an abroad one.
Mm-hmm.
Would be the Sunburnt Arms.
Because?
You get sunburnt.
Yeah.
And you have sunburnt arms.
And an arms is like the name
like
of a
the pub.
Yeah. Why are some pubs called Arms?
I don't know. Because it's like an arms, like a coat of arms, isn't it? Usually.
Yeah. It's like clans.
Not like arms as in like hands, elbows and that.
No, I can't
think of that.
Like
that's
resting, what the, resting arms on a bar.
But then that's what the joke is on with the sunburnt arms.
Yes. I like it.
That's what I'd always call it.
Yeah.
My parents have a garden bar and they live at number 22. So their bar is called the Double Duck,
yeah.
as in like the bingo reference,
yeah.
which is quite good. I thought that was quite clever.
I told him that as well, and I looked up because I think he said his was 34.
Okay.
And it was something shit like...
I don't know.
Like knock on the door or something. No, it's no knock on the door.
No.
Let me just check.
Key to the door is 21.
What's the bingo call for 34, Joey?
I mean, I'm a bingo fan, and I don't think
there
is one.
You are a bingo fan. See, somebody put up a thing on Facebook about who wants to...
Yes, it was my brother's 19-year-old girlfriend, and or 18-year-old girlfriend, and I'm all about it. Me and her are going to go for a bingo night out.
Do you think you'll be a bingo...
Yes, I can't wait.
Bingo granny?
Granny? I'll be a bingo mum. I cannot wait. If it wasn't so bloody expensive.
I hate bingo.
You're very bad at
so
bingo.
Much.
You're very angry with bingo.
Because they go too fast. They talk way too fast. And then there's... People get mad when you like make a little bit of noise and you have a few too many drinks at the football club and they're all trying to play bingo and you're just trying to take the piss
out
of them.
You just chucked your pen and huffed off.
Aye.
Luckily, I'm skilled enough.
And then they shushed me for chucking my pen.
Luckily, I'm skilled enough that I can play two cards at once.
Did you find
it? Yeah, we were talking about bingo in the last podcast because we were talking about...
Were we?
Yeah, because we were talking about my gran playing her bingo card upside down when she gets bored.
Oh, so we were.
See?
We're bingo daft. 34 in bingo call, which is what I'm Googling.
I just looked it up, but it's nothing.
34 in bingo. Ask for more.
Nah, that's not true.
That
I
was
what
it was.
That.
I suppose at a bar you can ask for more, can't you?
Well,
but
suppose,
it's a shit name
yeah.
for a pub.
Nah, not liking it.
Nah. So if anybody's got any suggestions for pub names, then I think things like something in are always quite funny.
Someone else from work has one called the Coorie Inn, which is quite cute. Quite like that.
Like the Cox Inn or something.
The Cox Inn?
Cox Inn.
Better than the Cock Bean Out, I suppose.
Right, exactly. So anybody get any suggestions, then email Paul. if you want to email us, hitthewalletpod@gmail.com. No one's emailed us yet, but people might email us with pub
it's
name
not the,
suggestions.
It's not the go-to modern day way of communication, is it?
No. Or you can hit us up on Instagram @hitthewalletpod.
There you go.
What's been your since we're nearly at
oh,
the
I
end?
Oh, I don't remember all the things you've made me speak
what's
about.
What's been your highlight?
The Christmas one that never got seen by anyone.
The Christmas one was good. And it's the biggest regret that we've ever had.
It's not the biggest regret I've ever had, just FYI. Just in case other people
are
wondering.
The biggest regret that I ever had was not doing it properly. And people not being able to hear it. It's still available on the Hit the Ball YouTube page. If you
is that
want
a thing? We have that?
Yes.
YouTube, Riley calls it.
YouTube, yeah.
I keep telling
she's getting so
YouTube.
Funny.
YouTube.
She's getting so funny with her videos. I think she's going to be a wee YouTuber in a couple of years.
Not a fan.
She's got like a Kindle Fire tablet thing. And she starts all her videos with, "Hiya, pals."
Like Gerard Kelly. Yeah. I love it.
But the thing is, she didn't know that, did she? She never listened to Gerard Kelly. She doesn't know.
No,
that.
But then the only thing that is the guy who does Gerard Kelly's role now does say "Hiya, pals."
No, he does. Oh, I suppose he does. Yeah.
Mhm. But I mean, it'll always be Gerard Kelly to
gang.
Me. Oh, it's "Hiya, pals." Hiya, whatever the Muddles. Name is of the pantomime person this year.
Muddles usually, innit?
Muddles, Buttons, can be anything. Gerard Kelly is the original and best, and will always have a place in my heart.
GBNF. Gerard Kelly.
Here, talking about Kelly, sorry, but this is a total sidetrack, but
that's
Ken, how much
to talk about.
Ken, how much I hate clickbait.
Uh-huh.
I hate it.
Yep. Clickbait is the fucking worst.
It's the worst thing about the internet.
Yeah.
And I don't click on it now. I don't click on clickbait because I know it's nothing, right?
But you're so tempted to though, aren't you?
Well, there was one today and it was like, Lorraine Kelly lets slip real name after announcing granny news or something, right? So basically, Lorraine Kelly's going to be a granny.
Yeah.
Right? Congratulations, Lorraine, if you're listening. Right?
Congratulations, Lorraine.
I think we've talked about Lorraine Kelly.
Fake voice that you put on for the telly.
We've talked about your hatred for Lorraine Kelly before.
I don't hate her. I just hate her voice. I don't have anything to... Like, she's a legend.
Exactly, so stop taking the piss out of her.
But she doesn't need to talk like that.
All right, that's like saying David Attenborough doesn't need to talk like that.
But that's probably his voice, though.
Anyway.
Lorraine Kelly puts on her voice for telly, that's all I'm saying.
Back to my clickbait headline about how she's let slip on her real name. So basically somebody was asking her, like, oh, what are you going to be called? Like grandma, granny, whatever, right? And she said, shocking news, Granny Smith. Now, her husband is called,
John.
Steve Smith.
Steve Smith.
Her daughter is called, can't remember her first name, Smith. So funnily enough, Lorraine Kelly's probably actual real name is Smith.
Lorraine Smith.
So that's probably what her grandkids are going to call her.
Yeah.
So how on earth, who cares? It's not a big secret.
Yeah.
Let's slip like she's bloody Banksy.
I know. They do that. This is why
how cool would it be if Lorraine Kelly was Banksy?
This is why I hate newspapers and stuff, because they always just like over-exaggerate. Like they make a headline so over the top for the actual story.
Yeah.
Like fire crews race to the scene of like a fire alarm going off or something. And just stuff like that. And even like the sort of football headlines as well. And it's always like, if it's like a transfer, if it's like news of like a football transfer, it's always transfer sleuths go into overdrive as Rangers potential new signing posts cryptic clue on Instagram. And it's
something that they've kept for about 6 months.
He's maybe liked the post of an ex-Rangers player for like 10 years ago. So stupid. I used to want to be a journalist when I was younger. There was like one of the ideas that was in my head before. I mean, I'm glad I never.
Nah.
Because some of the stuff.
It's like, so how they can go about and like even just like asking families have gone through their worst stuff, like,
yeah,
and just like hanging outside their doors because their kid's been murdered. Oh, I'll just hang outside their door and harass them every time they leave the house because, like, to find out like a bit of non information.
Yeah,
like
the stuff, it's not quite on the same scale as that.
Okay,
but
maybe
like,
I've been extreme, but it's still like it's a moral problem, isn't it?
Yeah, but even like Rylan came out the other day.
Rylan's been out for years. We all said Rylan's gay.
Breaking news. Hit the Wall podcast breaks the internet with revelation about Rylan Clark. Neil, whatever his name is.
He's straight.
You heard it here first. What was it? What was I saying? Yeah. He had to come out and publicly say that he wasn't dating what's the guy who's the judge?
Bruno. Bruno?
No, the actual the judge person that was on telly.
Rob Rinder.
Had to come out and publicly say that he wasn't dating Rob Rinder because journalists were going to his 75-year-old mum's door to ask her.
What does it matter if he is? Dating. Leave them alone.
I know.
What's the
big deal? Gives a fuck if somebody's dating Judge Rinder?
Mad. Aye. Also, another thing, and she's no one I would usually defend, but Rihanna is also in the news about being a terrible parent because she held her 2-year-old by his ankles.
I seen that.
For a second and swung him and he was laughing. And you know, I thought that was just a normal 2-year-old game.
Yeah.
I don't really know.
If you've never hung your kid upside down by their ankles, then get a grip and do it.
Yeah.
Because they absolutely love it.
It wasn't like she did it for like ages or like swung him really hard either. She literally just held him up, swung him a little tiny bit, put him back down. Oh my God, she's the worst mum in the world.
News story.
Anyway, talking about bad things, have you seen the... Talking about things that are terrible, have you seen the latest portrait of King Charles?
Yes. Like he's burning in hell.
It's so bad. If you haven't seen it yet, get on the internet. And look it up.
It's just basically the king in a fiery pit of hell.
It looks like blood. It looks like he's been smeared with blood. I mean, I have to applaud Domino's for their marketing for it because they've put a post up, or just a picture of it.
Domino's, the pizza
company, saying not sure whether to applaud this or put cheese on it. And it does look like a pizza base.
It does look like a pizza, yeah.
I don't imagine Charles is hanging that in Balmoral or whatever.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
I don't like sausage in my pizza. Because of his fingers.
Oh, okay. I thought you mean because he was Willy.
No.
I'm glad you weren't thinking that because no one wants to think of King Charles as Willy, do they?
Willy's his son.
Oh, so he is.
Oh, that boy's got glasses.
There you go. There's an article for you. There's a headline. What's it called? There's a podcast title for you.
What?
King Charles's Willy.
King Charles.
No one wants to think of King Charles's Willy.
Right, that's us done almost 25 minutes, so I think it's time to call time on this week's episode. Nice and quick this week. We're keeping them under the half hour recently, which is good. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to continue donating to my Just Giving page, if you go on the Hit the Wall Facebook page, there'll be a link there, and you can click the link and give us as much money as you can. We are just over £100 away from meeting the target. The target's £400. We're at £295 at the moment, I think. So if you can throw a couple of quid, a wee fiver maybe, our way, then it would be greatly appreciated. It's all going to the Simpsons Memory Box Appeal, which is a great charity who help families who have lost children through the children just being born.
Stillbirth and neonatal death,
that's the phrase I was looking for. Thank you for that, Amy.
You're welcome.
And you can check out all the great work they do if you Google Simpsons Memory Box Appeal. Don't Google Simba because you'll just get pictures of a baby lion. So thank you for that. We will be back with our penultimate episode next week where we'll do a wee review of the marathon. We'll go through really interesting stuff like, I don't know, just stuff that happens on the day.
Yes.
And
also, if anyone can give us any tips for as bystanders, I've got some tips of where to go and stuff like that. But if anyone wants to give us any advice for myself and yes. your parents.
Mm-hmm. Be helpful.
May or may not be taking the kids in. I'm on the fence. I don't really know what I'm going to do with them otherwise, but it's a long day for them. So if there's like stuff happening during the marathon that they can do, or any advice would be welcome.
Yes, hitthewallpod@gmail.com.
It's not all about you, you know.
Or message us on hitthewallpod Instagram page. It's all about me. Thank you for joining me once again, you wee legend.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me once again.
And
good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Bye.
Bye.